Hello and welcome to the Tipsy Sewist podcast,
co-hosted by Ellen the Stitches and Hazel in the Machine.
Join us for episode 5 when we talk about fashion trends and how you can sew them.
So grab your favourite tipple, let's have a giggle.
Woo!
Oh, that was again. So disappointing. Yay! So today we're introducing Elle to gin.
Which sounds like I haven't been alive for the last however many years, but I am like fully afraid of tonic. It just is so bitter and I don't really know why anyone would want to drink it.
To be fair, tonic's not that great. However, I feel some of the flavour tonics are quite nice, like elderflower tonic or rhubarb tonic. The blood orange tonic's quite good.
But doesn't it just make your mouth go like, ugh?
A little bit, but I think I always have flavoured gins anyway. So I think I'm like then double whammying flavour, so it's just basically a massive sugar spike.
Yeah. Well, Hazel has given me gin and rose lemonade, so it's definitely sweet, and I'm a big fan.
Yep, I've got rhubarb gin and ginger beer. It's good.
That's not, I mean, we're very sophisticated.
Mm. We're drinking that
coupe glasses. The glasses that women and men in the 1940s drank champagne out of.
I love them.
In the Great Gatsby.
Yeah, they did, didn't they? I really want them. Gatsby was 20s.
Oh, yeah. So the coupe glass must be from the 1920s, not the 1940s.
Well, apparently it's modelled off like Marie Antoinette's breast or something.
Oh, my God, it is. Yeah. So I'm totally wrong. I'm factually incorrect.
Well, but I think they were popular in the 20s, which is why I don't know.
Oh my God, I've literally got 40s out of nowhere because it's definitely not, you're right, it's the 1920s because my mum had a 1920s party and we bought like 50 coupe glasses just for that night and they were, I mean, it was just like a great day.
They're gorgeous, but they're so impractical when you've had a few drinks because you will just slop champagne everywhere.
Well, I have already done that.
We were taking some pictures and she just spat her drink out all over herself.
I was trying to drink it and like look cool at the camera and then the drink just went all down my dress, so that's cool. So, should we just get straight into it? I feel like every other week we spend about 10 minutes rambling, so maybe it'll be cool this week to just go straight in.
I'm very excited about this. I'd like to just precursor that this is all researched on WGSN, which is a trend forecasting platform. So these are all for spring, summer this year.
I have never heard of that website.
Mm.
When I was doing, because I went to college and I studied fashion and clothing design, like, last year. I went to an adult college for a year. And one of my assignments was to forecast trends. And I really wish I'd had access to that website.
Cause it's really useful. I mean, some of it's a bit vague, but a lot of it is, it has all the like, designer collections, the analysis from them, the breakdown of things. And it's really, just really cool. I really enjoy using it.
Oh, well, thank you, Hazel. I'm basically going to let Hazel, this is not actually co-hosted by Hazel and the Machine and Ellen the Stitches this episode. I think it is hosted by Hazel and the Machine and supported by Ellen the Stitches.
No, creative direction, I think.
I'm gonna add some into this episode. Hazel has done all the research for it. If you don't know already, Hazel is at university studying
fashion marketing and promotion and promotion at Westminster University.
So it so kind of fun. Sounds like this episode is more her leadership, which
well, it's
is
definitely
fun.
My main reason for sewing is to get fashion on a budget or fashion that works for me. Because sometimes you look at a dress and you go, oh, it's gorgeous, love that fit. But then you go, why is it bright orange? Which for me, I'm not a fan of.
And you would be not surprised that I bought some bright orange fabric today.
No. A bit like you would not be surprised that I have so much pink fabric in my stash at the moment. Or green! Green for some reason.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't seen you wearing that much pink. I think I've seen you wearing more green than pink.
I'm wearing green right now.
Did you make this?
No, I bought this ready.
You made the skirt, right?
I made the dress. It's a huge dress by Friday Pattern Company. I'm just wearing it with a jumper at the top. But I got the jumper like 6 years ago from Zara.
Well, it's lovely. And it's green, listeners. Again, tangent. So Hazel is going to talk through some fashion trends of this year and then also give you some different sewing patterns that you can use to achieve your own version of these fashion trends.
And Ella's also going to heavily input and chat because I think she's probably made some of these patterns as well.
Well, maybe.
So, First on our list is masculine trousers. Now, we saw a bit of this in the Sewing Bee last year, didn't we? When they did those 1940s high-rise pants.
Yes, I was a big fan. It was like the women going to war look and like helping out on the front line.
Yeah.
I love those practical trousers, often made from wool.
Yeah, often made from wool. Though I think going into spring, summer, these can be made from linen for a slightly more like breezy, girly look.
Yeah.
But I think the defining feature you're looking for is a high-rise waist, probably pleats in the front, just the ones that pleat, darts in the bum, so still like quite fitted, but then you can, I think you could go for a tapered leg or a straight leg or a flared leg or a wide leg, but I think you still have to have that kind of slouchy element to give them that slightly more masculine, oh, I've thrown on my boyfriend's trousers and belted them really tight, look how well they fit.
Well, the only issue I have with that is that I feel like a lot of these trousers, not actually the ones that you've pictured here, and by the way, Hazel's going to be posting photos of some of the inspiration we are currently looking at. So some of the inspirational photos you've put here about these trousers, I feel like they all fit really well and they all fall at the ankle. Whereas some of the other trousers I've been looking at with these trends are so long.
Yeah.
Like, why are they, like, pooling on the floor?
I mean, that's also a bit of a thing, though. People want that puddle length where it's pooling.
I don't like it.
I...
It will just get dirty on the floor.
I kind of like it, but I feel like you need a chunky trainer or a chunky boot to kind of offset it.
Yeah, I agree. But also, as someone who's 5'2", it looks like you've just bought trousers that don't fit.
Yeah. But I feel like even if you bought ready-to-wear, you'd have to hem them so that they literally, if you're in your chunky trainers, and by a chunky trainer, I mean like a New Balance or something.
Yeah.
And they skim the floor in those, you've got the right length. But when they start to pool and you get the creasing, it just looks a bit cheap.
I thought you said poo.
Pool. I can't say...
Pool.
Pool.
Pool. Pool. I've never heard you say pool.
There are a few words I can't say. I can't say iron.
What?
Iron.
Iron. Yeah. You can say iron.
Oh, I say iron.
Well. Why do you say iron?
I don't know. I
but
can't.
You're from Buckinghamshire. You should say iron.
I know. It's weird.
That's weird. What else can't you say? Is it just pool and iron?
Ireland. Yogurt.
Oh, no, Hazel. She says yogurt like she thinks she's in France.
Gets worse. Duvet.
Duvet?
Yeah, but people say duvet.
No, they don't.
They do.
I've never heard anyone say that. Everyone.
Actually, to be fair, I think I maybe say duvet, but I've now trained myself to say duvet because everyone laughs at me when I say duvet.
I'm getting very confused because I've never heard anyone say anything other than duvet.
Anyway, we're going off on a massive tangent. Back to the corresponding patterns.
We've only had about 3 sips of gin and you're like, corresponding.
Corresponding patterns. I feel like I need a sip of water, that's what this is.
No.
You can take it away with the trouser patterns.
Okay. Using Hazel's research, I can tell you that some corresponding patterns to get that really masculine trouser fit are... I'm going to start with Vicky So's.
Love Vicky So's.
So I actually think that Vicky So's patterns is really having a moment right now. And I think she's definitely blown up at the end of 2021, beginning of 2022. I'm seeing so many more Vicky So's patterns on my grid, as opposed to at the beginning of 2021, when I don't think I saw it. Many people at all posting
her stuff.
Well,
they didn't translate them into English for a long time, and then they started to. But what I think's great about them is they come in 4 height brackets.
Do they?
Yeah. I'm height bracket 2, so you'd be height bracket 1.
All right. Thanks for telling the world that I'm short.
But my mum's height bracket 4, because she's like 5'9", but she's on the cusp of...
Oh, really?
To like just
I've
go
never seen anyone do height brackets before.
No, there's another company that do, but they do kind of like 5'3" to 5'7", 5'7" to 5'10" or something, but I can't remember.
I've never heard of that.
The height bracket makes all the difference, because you've got different length crotch curves, you look at trousers and stuff, so it's great.
Wow, that is amazing. And her prices are
reasonable.
Really, really reasonable.
Yeah.
She sells on Etsy, right? Nothing else?
Yeah. Oh, no, she's on the Fold line. She's on the Fold line.
Oh, I was just looking at Etsy earlier. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Vicky So's. Check her out on Etsy or, as we've said, in other places.
Or just Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram for sure.
At VickySows.inc, I think it is.
I'm not sure, but we will do a post with everything. So the 2 trouser patterns that we think would really work are the Adeline pants and the Karen trousers. So do you want to go ahead and talk about the Adeline?
So the Adeline pants are slightly more tapered leg, but they've still got that quite boxy fit around, well, not boxy, but that kind of restructured fit around the waist with a nice draping pleating. And they've got, I think they've got a pressed crease all the way down the front of the leg, which is really nice.
How do you maintain the pressed crease?
Same way you just iron it in, don't you?
But do you think after a wash it just stays?
Well, having seen my dad and my brothers and my boyfriend's trousers go through the wash.
I know, but I've always wondered that. Like, is there invisible stitches to keep that seam?
I've never noticed any when I've ever pressed trousers, I know. But
I just,
they stay.
It fascinates me that you can iron something once, like iron a pleat.
Yeah.
And then it just stays there.
I know, it's bizarre, isn't it? But also, the other Vicky So's pattern is the Karen trousers. Now, these ones are slightly lower waist. They sit about an inch below the belly button, which I'm not sure I'm...
No, not for me.
No, I like my belly button to be covered. But some people, I think some people it really suits. If you've got a longer torso, having that dropped waist, yeah. Really cute. But it's the same, it's a much straighter leg.
I saw them. I did like the straighter leg, but I think they're the ones that I saw that were really, really long.
Yeah, they're really long.
And I was like, oh, it just scares me a little bit. But I think that is because I have short legs. I would wear them with heels.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's the point.
Well, no, I think it is. It's like elevated jeans and a nice top, isn't it?
Yeah, true. Oh, and then the last one. Oh, I had never heard of this pattern company before.
They do lovely patterns.
So this is Liam Patterns. And I found them on Instagram today, and then I clicked on it and it took me through to their website, and their website is shared with like
another brand.
Their patterns are really beautiful, and
really
the
gorgeous.
Pattern that we're talking about today is the Lafayette pant.
The Lafayette pants are, they've got a pleat in the front, but they are very high-waisted, really structured around the waist. To be fair, I think that's just a common denominating theme with these trousers. If you want that kind of mansy, masculine look, and I mean, if we're looking at pictures, the pictures we've got as inspiration, you've got the likes of like Hailey Bieber and stuff, you know.
Hailey Bieber? Yeah, she's married to Justin Bieber.
Oh, that's the one. Yeah, she's there. And she's wearing them, but hers are quite cropped. They're tapered around the ankle.
I love the colour. So,
these will all be shared on our Instagram grid, by the way.
What's her name?
At the Tipsy Service. Cara Delevingne.
Yes, I just forgot everyone's name for a second. So Cara Delevingne is wearing a lilac coloured suit, and I would.
I know he's gonna love that picture.
That whole suit.
At Cut One Pair.
Yeah,
they're gonna be like, lilac.
Lilac lovers club for sure. So yeah, we've done it.
I feel like that easily wraps up masculine trousers.
I would like to know, with these patterns, obviously they're all woven patterns. So what kind of fabrics do you think would go well with them?
Suiting, so any suiting fabric. You could have a wool suiting if you wanted them for summer.
For yes, winter. lovely bit of wool,
yeah,
for summer.
That's what we always want. Linen, cotton linen blends, a canvas maybe if you wanted it. Or you could even, to be honest, do them in denim. Because
wouldn't work, would it?
So another I've just bought these, but they're the Tatiana trousers by Just Patterns.
Yeah.
I can't remember what I was saying to go with these.
Denim.
Oh, yes. I've seen them in denim on the Instagram. And they
Instagram?
Well, on their Instagram page. So at Just Patterns, they have them in denim and they look super cute. So I think if you've maybe got a slightly lighter weight, so like an 8 ounce or a 10 ounce, rather than a 12, sort of really heavy duty, I think it will work really well.
That's a great idea. I wouldn't even think to make a pair of like suit trousers out of denim. Like that would scare the life out of me, but I mean, if a brave sewist does it, please let us know. You can email us or tag us. Yeah, tag us in your make and just email us and let us know. We are at the Tipsy Sewist. I will start this one off because I am really happy about this one. So the next trend is oversized shirts. And I didn't realize this was a fashion trend until I saw Hazel wearing her purple Vicky So's Cynthia shirt.
Best pattern ever.
And it looked gorgeous, like so beautiful, and it made me think, oh my gosh, I remember when oversized shirts were really in, and I think I was about 16 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And we would wear like bodycon dresses with like an oversized shirt.
Oh my
over
god,
the top.
Yeah, Converse.
Yeah.
Yep. Vans I think were the moment.
Yeah, and I have not really thought about oversized shirts since then. And then you wore it and I was like, I need about 10 in my wardrobe.
I want one in every colour.
They are so versatile because I know that you could put them on top of leggings if you just want to like pop to the shop. Or you can wear it with like a black little black dress and heels, and you'd be going out, but also like not super cold.
You can tuck it into a little mini skirt, looks super cute. You can wear it over the over a bikini at the beach. Like, they are just such a staple fundamental in a girl's wardrobe.
And I also think that you can do the old half tuck in the jeans.
Yes, the French tuck.
I swear that's not the French tuck.
I'm sure the French tuck is where you tuck half
in. Oh, when I mean half, I mean like the left side.
You tuck that's in. What I mean. That's the French tuck.
I thought French tuck was when you like, you put half of it in and then you pull it out and you like go over it.
Oh, maybe. Maybe I'm talking absolute crap.
I don't know. We need to Google Tan France and see what he says.
Yeah, we do. We need to find out.
So, yeah, you want to take it away for some more patterns?
So another one that I feel like really fits the brief is the paper cut patterns Aisling blouse. Now, you can also do this as a dress, but what's nice about this one is it has two collars and it has a slightly ruffly sleeve. You can either have a rough, yeah, it's got a ruffly sleeve, but you can also have a ruffle collar or a curved collar.
Mm.
Or it can be like down to your mid-thigh, or it can be a cropped length with a little peplum.
Which did I you buy it? Cute.
Yeah, I did.
I remember you being like, I bought this shirt, and then I was like, oh my gosh, it's so nice, and you're going to look so good in it.
I absolutely adore it. It's so good.
Yeah.
But it fits the brief, because also it's just, it's got a bit of femininity, so it's not just a masculine shirt like the Cynthia shirt. It is a, more of a blouse.
Is it darted?
No.
So it's still got that, like, oversized, not super fitted look to it.
But it's got a slightly softer look with the ruffles, which is great. Yeah,
I'm a big fan of a ruffle. I think that shirt is gorgeous, and it's one of their more recent...
Yeah, they did the Daydream collection, paper cut patterns, recently. Ah,
yeah, because I remember it coming out in the last few months.
Yeah, lovely. So it's dreamy.
And then finally, we've got a Simplicities pattern, which I actually think it was probably the only top four pattern we've got in our collection.
I tried to not use top fours because they had everything.
I said top four. It's big four, isn't it?
Big four, yeah.
Sorry.
Because they have everything. They tick every box. I wanted to use it and highlight a lot more of the indie pattern companies and how they're taking on trends.
I love that. But anyway, we will talk about this Simplicity patterns real quick.
We'll explain in a second.
It is the S8416, if you want to give it a look. But we will try and put a photo of it in our Instagrid for this episode. But yes, you can now say what you wanted to say.
Oh my God. So I don't know if anyone else does this, but I always save banks that I like.
I've started doing that since you've started doing
it's
that.
It's so good. But What Liv Sews made a fuchsia, one of the Simplicity shirts, and it is to absolutely die for. I think she's made it out of like a slightly silky fabric, but it's like a matte, so like a sand wash silk or something.
I thought it was just a cotton poplin.
I don't know what it is, but it's got a sheen to it and it's stunning.
It is gorgeous. And she did the half tucked into the jean and the other half tucked out.
We're going to have to find out what this is.
It is stunning. And What Liv Sews, well done, because Hazel messaged me and was like, oh my God, this shirt is amazing.
I think I need a pink one.
Oh, I want a pink one. I really want either a pastel pink or a pastel green one. And then maybe like just a pure white one.
Pure white's great.
But I will just get it dirty within minutes. That's my issue. I'll have a drink spilled down it.
That's what bleach is for, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So yes, that's our oversized shirts. And wow, the mood board that we've got for the oversized shirts has some really cool shirts. The baby pink is stunning. It's like a big opened collar one, and she's not wearing a bra underneath, and she's not done like any buttons up, and it looks sexy AF.
It looks so cool. It's gorge.
And it's got like ribbons on the sleeves.
Yeah, it's got tied cuffs. That's why I put it there. I thought it was just a really nice, just like a variation on what you can do with a shirt.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. Cool. And we're going to move on to mini skirts now.
Now, mini skirts, I know they're not for everyone.
Yeah.
But I feel like there are so many variations of how you can do a mini skirt. You can have floaty mini skirts. You can have short mini skirts. You can have tight mini skirts, not short mini skirts, because that's the point of a mini skirt, especially.
Wait, what? I'm so confused.
I don't know. I'm chatting crap.
You cannot. One thing you cannot have is a long mini skirt.
No, I meant fitted. I meant fitted or floaty. You can have a long miniskirt, because a miniskirt technically is, it has to be just above the knee, and that's a miniskirt.
Yeah, but if it was below the knee, it would be a midi skirt.
Exactly, but I meant you can have a tight one or you can have a floaty one.
Yeah, so but it can't be long or short, right? And, well, no, like,
I was literally made an error of words.
No, it's fine. You could get a super mini, right?
Yeah, micro mini.
Oh, yeah. That's not for me.
That's not for me. I do not want my arse flaps out.
No.
My arse cheeks. No. caps and then I changed my mind.
Do you want me to keep this in?
I really don't think it's very PG.
We're not very PG the most of the time.
Oh, it's fine then.
Arse flaps?
Arse flaps. Everyone knows what I mean. Oh, lordy lord. I'm going to smudge my eyeliner.
It looks really good.
Thank you.
Do you always do liquid eyeliner?
Always. Always have a wing.
Are you crying?
Yeah, I just made myself laugh.
Why are you crying?
Arse flaps. I'm really struggling. Whew. Okay, okay. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
Good, 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 good.
I feel like we need to take some of my gigging out.
No, it's fine. So, yes, mini skirts, they definitely aren't for everyone. I mean, from personal experience, sometimes... I mean, I used to wear a lot of mini skirts, but I used to wear them... well, I still do, but less so when I'm feeling, like, a bit rubbish in my body. I will wear a high-waisted one that kind of comes in at the waist, but is more like an A-line. Are we accepting A-lines?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I've got... Well, all three of those are different shapes.
Yes. So I find an A-line mini very flattering.
Yeah.
I'm less a fan of, like... this style here, I don't know what you want to call this, but it's more of like the bodycon.
Oh, it's a bodycon, 100%.
With a little bit of a slit up the leg. I just think when I walk, it rises.
Yeah.
And I just feel self-conscious about it.
I just like the gingham.
But yeah, the green is gorgeous in this gingham. And this is, again, from our mood board we're looking at for the mini skirts. So yeah, there are a few patterns that we want to talk about. And the first one is by Tilly and the Buttons, and it's the Ariel skirt.
Yes. I have made it twice. Mm-hmm. It is dreamy and so easy to sew. But it's cute because it's got the A-line, but it's darted at the front, darted at the back, and then it's quite an A-line little straight skirt. But you can have it down to your knee or you can have it mini, but I tend to make it mini, then mini length, and then take it up like 2 inches.
And is it zip at the back?
No, button down the front.
Oh, yes. I was thinking about this, the other mini A-line skirt that I made by Tilly and the Buttons.
Is it the Nessa?
No, it's not.
Oh.
I made it in a green... Sorry, I didn't make it in a green. I made it in an orange cord, and it was one of the first things I ever made.
Oh, okay.
And it was a bit awful, and so I've had to go back recently and, like, fix it. The Delphine skirt.
Ah, yes, 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 yes. Cute, cute, cute.
I think it's from her, the reason it's not like a standalone pattern is it's because it's from the Love at First Stitch book. There you go.
Oh, it's cute. Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, so that's definitely a mini skirt.
Is that zipped?
Yeah, zip at the back.
Might need to.
So waistband, zip at the back, mm-hmm. and you can make it any length. And I made it out of this orange cord.
I love that.
But I stupidly used the really, really hard... interfacing. And so the waistband literally feels like a bit of newspaper. Do you know what I mean? It feels like really crunchy.
Love
which
that.
Is not what you want from a waistband in a skirt. But yeah, as I said, it was like the first skirt I ever made, and it's still wearable. I still enjoy wearing it, and I think I would make that pattern again.
Oh, that's good. I definitely made the Ariel skirt again. I love it.
I worry about buttons down the front purely from a technical making point of view.
Mm.
Like, if I screw up one of those buttons, they are vital for keeping my vagina not on show.
Yeah. So. Pretty much, yeah. I made one with about 10 buttons down the side because I adapted it slightly, and one of the buttonholes is a bit dodge, so if it pops open, the rest of them pop open.
Yeah.
But it's fine. I just can't run in it.
I actually think it's like just a constant source of adventure. And like...
Buttons are.
You're just like, is this going to pop open? Is this not going to pop open?
Yeah, my Hughes dress. I should have made it the cup size C to D, not B, A slash B.
Oh, your buttons already come undone.
I know, they just regularly pop open. So last summer, Joe and I went for a walk and I was wearing it. And my bag was across my body. And I looked down and it was full blown open and just like, both my boobs were just out. And Joe hadn't noticed and said anything. But
I guess because he was standing next to you.
Yeah, but I was wondering why people were looking at me like... Oh my gosh. Half of Stratford had seen my bra.
I'm sure they loved it. It was the best part of their day.
To be fair, it was a nice bra, so we're okay.
Yeah. So the next one is another pattern company that I've never heard of before, which is Tint of Mint.
Yes,
love
the
name.
Skirt.
How do you know about this company?
Literally scrolling through Instagram. I can't remember who I saw make the Esme skirt, But it's basically, it's like a drapey little tie waist one.
I saw it. It's and so it's beautiful.
Cute.
So really cute. Beautiful.
So it's a really nice soft feminine take on a mini skirt.
Yeah, I actually think that it is very, I don't want to say mature, like mature's the wrong word, but when I think of mini skirts, I think of like models in their early 20s and me as a teenager. And I think that mini skirt, I could see myself like as a fully grown adult wearing and I could wear it to work if I had a proper office job, which I don't. But like you could wear it to a really nice bar and it just had that lovely detailing. And I think the reason I like it as well is because in the picture of the product listing, they'd made it in a really lovely fabric.
Really gorgeous. I think
it was like that like camel-y cream.
Yes, it was. But I've seen it in a sage, sort of like really soft linen, and it just looked
gorgeous. Maybe that is correct. One second. Esme skirt.
Tint of mint.
Tint of mint. Tint of mint.
Okay.
I was thinking about the top that she's wearing in the photo. But yes, Hazel, you are correct. It is a green linen fabric.
Thank
you. And it looks absolutely gorgeous.
It just holds a bit of structure, which is nice.
I could imagine you wearing that every day of the week.
I have eyed up multiple times, but then I every time I do, I justify the fact that the next pattern on our list is quite similar and I already own it, so.
Yes, you do. I've seen yours.
Yeah, so the next skirt on our list is the Lysol & Co. City Stroll Wrap Skirt, which is basically what it says in the tin. It is a wrapped over skirt, but it's held together with buttons rather than a tie. Mm-hmm. So it's still got that, it's got a really nice clean waistband, which is nice. So you can tuck things in, there's no bulk.
Yes.
But you can make it out of loads of fabrics. I've seen it made in like corduroy and stuff.
How did you find out again about this pattern company?
The Fold Line.
Oh, okay.
I spend a lot of time scrolling through their patterns.
That's a good idea. I don't go on it as much as I should do.
Yeah. No, I sometimes just, if I've got a fabric and I don't know what to do with it, I sometimes just literally go into like jumpsuits and I search by fabric.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I've never thought about doing that.
It's really useful.
Going back to the City Stroll wrap skirt, I know this doesn't interest Hazel because she's a mad woman, but this does include pockets.
Yeah, I know. You have to put them in.
You have to?
Yeah.
Oh, for those of you who are new listeners, wild that you're starting on episode 5. But Hazel is... not a fan of the pocket.
It's a very common thing.
It is a common thing. I think the reason that a lot of sewists and women love pockets in their dresses and skirts so much is because they were so angry that for so many like years and years and years and years and years, like we weren't getting pockets in clothes. But I am at the same page as you.
Why are they taken out of clothes for something to do with witchcraft?
What? I don't know about that.
I'm sure someone told me, and I was probably very drunk when I've heard this story, so it might be about something else, and please correct us, but I am 100% sure someone was.
100%?
90% sure.
She's like, I'm not sure, but I'm 100% sure.
I am, like, 95% sure. Someone told me once, quite recently, that pockets were taken out of women's clothing way back in, like, the 1800s or something, or whenever they were doing, like, the Crusades against women and burn them at stake because they believed women were carrying potions and witchcraft stuff in their pockets. They removed them from women's clothing.
That doesn't sound too unbelievable to me.
It doesn't sound far-fetched at all. It might be utter crap.
I thought it was to do with the handbag. I thought that men who were designing clothes for women were like, well, they don't need pockets because they've got a handbag. I don't know if that's true again, but I know that for many, many years, women have craved pockets in their clothing and their dresses, etc., etc. However, I do agree with Hazel on some points that there are skirts that I don't want to be bulky or dresses that I don't want to be bulky, and so I do omit the pockets.
Okay, so apparently they weren't phased out because of witches, but were phased out because of the Industrial Revolution, but I'm just...
I feel like the witch's story is better.
I feel like it's a much better story. Whoever told me that when I was drunk, I have wholeheartedly believed that, but I'm quite gullible, so.
Yeah, well, you should reach out and tell us who you are that told Hazel about the pockets.
Because you have a lot to answer for.
Okay, cool.
So that wraps
we're doing
up
so well, by the way, today. Oh my God, no, we're not. It's
we're
30
minutes
in
and we've covered 3 out of 6 trends.
I literally was just saying how well we were doing. I thought that we've hardly been on any tangents. Do you think we've been... I don't think we've been on any tangents.
I don't think we have, but I decided on 6 trends because I thought, right, that encompasses a few things.
I think it's fine. If people want to pause us, go about their day and pick us up later when they're on the way home from work or walking the dog or whatever, totally fine. Like, you can spread us out throughout the week.
Yeah.
You know, 10 minutes each day.
One trend a day.
Yeah, that's, I mean,
6 days.
Okay, so before we go more delusional, oh, I'm so excited about this one.
Yes, I tried to encompass so many different types.
So this fashion trend is blazers. Ah! Now, I think there are so many rubbish blazers, like, in the high street that are just purely meant for, like, going to the office and back. And I just think that the blazer as a garment has so much more potential to be so beautiful, so fashionable, variations.
It's been around for quite a while now, but I think we've moved away from the granddad blazer that everyone favoured, like, last year.
You mean the, like, plaid? Like checkered.
No, just the really oversized boxy fit. Like, people literally went to charity shops and went, oh my god, look at this blazer. And I was like, okay, but it looks like it just doesn't...
Too oversized. But then a lot of these ones are oversized.
Yeah, but they're oversized and cut for a woman's body.
Oh, so you're talking about the fact the shoulders would have been so broad.
Yeah, and they, like, drooped off the shoulder, like, right down to the middle of the arm, but they had shoulder pads, so it's all, like, got that structure, but it doesn't fit.
And it was very boxy, wasn't
it? Yeah, and I mean, boxy's great, because the first one on our list is the Friday Pattern Company's Heather blazer.
Which we both have.
Yep, and it is, I found it today. It is quite a boxy fit.
Is it?
Yeah, it's quite straight up and down.
But I feel like it looks so relaxed. Because there isn't a lot of structure in that blazer. But it's definitely a relaxed fit blazer.
You want a relaxed fit. You don't necessarily want oversized. But to get an oversized fit on that, you could just go up a size and it would look better than just buying a blazer too big for you.
Yeah, so the Heather blazer, it doesn't have buttons all the way down the front like a traditional blazer, but it has the one, I think.
That's quite a nice detail, though, because then you can just, if you want to, you can just snatch the waist in a little bit.
To be honest, when I'm wearing blazers, I don't think I ever do them up.
No.
Unless they're double-breasted.
Yeah, double-breasted looks weird when it's not done up. Well,
it depends on the cut of it, doesn't it?
I mean, speaking of double-breasted, another blazer on our list is the Homer and Howell's Blair blazer. So I have actually made this blazer once, and I have plans to make it again because it's really cute. But it's nice because you can do it in two lengths.
Yeah, so this blazer is a gorgeous double-breasted blazer that kind of looks like if you made it in a thick enough woolen fabric, it would look like a coat, a winter coat.
It's not lined, though, so I don't know how you'd line it to be a coat.
It's got French darts, deep side pockets, back yoke with shirt pleat. Ooh.
Yeah.
The back yoke, that is gorgeous.
It's a really nice fit.
And then, yeah, two variations. So you can have it long or you can have it at, like, hip length.
Yeah. Which is cute. So dressmaking, Charlene, she's made a few and hers are really gorgeous.
Oh, I have to check them out.
Yeah. Really, really amazing. Nice.
This is the thing, though, Hazel, with you doing this and all this research, I'm just going to want to buy so many new patterns.
Yeah, it's
a bit of a shit show. So we've talked about the Heather blazer, we've talked about the Blair blazer, the Marissa blazer
by Vicky Sews. This is just a Vicky Sews hype thing. I know. What I liked about the Vicky Sews one is it's lapel-less and it's like slightly more fitted around the waist.
Okay.
Yeah. So for people who maybe don't want that much bulk around their chest, it doesn't have a lapel. So it's quite a chic, smart look.
I don't think I've ever seen a blazer without a lapel.
It's cool. I don't know. Is that maybe it's not a blazer then if it doesn't have a lapel?
It says blazer on it.
Okay. But so, I'm wondering now what the technicalities is. It has welt pockets though.
You're well into welt pockets at the moment.
I hate welt pockets. No, I don't.
But you're doing a lot of them.
I know. Oh, it's just because they're on my coat that seems to have taken me like 3 weeks to make.
So yeah, that's blazers. We're going to try and speed through the rest of them. The other trend that we would like to talk about is a great trend which I think has been coming on and off the scene for years.
Yeah.
And it's the prairie dress. And instantly when you say prairie dress, I think of Alexa Chung.
100%.
Because I feel like I grew up watching her just wearing prairie dresses all throughout my 20s.
It's the Tumblr twee that's apparently coming back around.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
I just think it's really flattering, the prairie dress.
The prairie dress is gorge. And the nice thing about the prairie dress now is we can style it in so many different ways. Like, back in the day, it was very much like, oh, how do you wear this? What do you wear it with? But now with a chunky trainer and a blazer, you've got a really modern, cool look.
And
just look incredible.
A belt.
And a belt. Yes, belt it if you want to snatch that waist in.
I just want to find out the history of the prairie dress. And I should have done this before, but I'm hoping it will just like... Ah, it's... It originated as an adaptation of high fashion to the practicalities of rural life in the Western United States in the 19th century.
Oh, okay. Fair. But they're cute. They're very cute. I really enjoy your pegboard for your...
Oh my god, how high is it though?
I know, I was just about to say, how the fuck do you reach that?
Sam just put it up, and it's basically, my dad made me a board where I can put all my spools of thread. So it's like a big piece of wood, and he's just put loads of like things in it so that I can hang
dowels.
Yeah, all the dowels so I can hang my threads. And then we've moved into this new flat, and at the top of my wall there was a nail, so I just hung it up there, but it's so far away from my arm's reach.
How can you reach it?
Well, I just have to stand on the chair.
Fair enough. There's a will, there's a way.
I think it needs to be moved. I think it is a bit silly.
Yeah.
Anyway, so in terms of prairie dresses, I'm a big fan. I love to make them. I love to wear them. And please take it away. Oh, actually, I'll take it away. So one of the most gorgeous patterns on this list is by Mood, and it is the poppy dress, and I have always lusted after this dress.
It's free,
but it is 65 pages long.
A4 pages. Don't think I have the willpower to stick it together.
That's what put me off, and I've thought, okay, when there is an event that I really want to go to and I really want to wear this dress, I will make the effort to do that. But right now, I think it will move away from being mindful sewing and it will move towards being stressful sewing.
Yeah.
So I'm parking it.
Yeah, park it. Park it until you need it. And then when you've got the time to just, you know, you sat watching a film and you can tape it all together, that's when we do it.
Exactly. I mean, I don't really understand how it can be that many pages, considering most other dresses are between 30 and 40 pages.
Yeah, I know.
Why is it double?
It doesn't make
any sense unless it's got a lot of volume.
But it doesn't. It's like a slightly A-liney skirt that comes down to mid-calf.
Yeah.
A simple bodice, a tie around the waist, and puffy sleeves.
It's very confusing. Mm.
Unless it's fully lined.
Yeah, but then I guess maybe you should be able to have the option to, like, not print the lining. Or...
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Well, one day, maybe we'll both sew it.
Yeah. I'd love to. It's really cute.
Yeah.
So another pattern that ticks the prairie trend box is by Hans London's Tamsin dress. Now, I actually made this last year and it's gorgeous because it's got little pin tucks in it and a square
super
neckline.
Cute. Does it come with a square neckline? I thought you just made it a square neckline.
No, it's a square neckline pattern.
Oh, I am a big fan of square necklines.
It's really nice and their instructions are great.
I've never had a by Hans London pattern.
Highly recommend. That's my only one, but they've got quite a few nice ones.
And then the last couple of patterns that we would like to talk about for prairie dresses, we've got Pattern Fantastique, the Varley dress, or Valley dress.
I think it's Varley.
Varley. Cool.
Yeah. So it's got a big puffy sleeve.
Love it.
Yoke, but it's got like a little tie around the neck, so it's super cute.
Are you okay?
I've got hiccups. So it's really, it's got a really nice boho look. It's lovely.
Yeah, love that. And then finally, swim style patterns, the Andy dress.
This one's cute because it's got like, it's got a V-neck bodice, but it's also got like a little bit of a cutout on around the waist, but the bodice is drawstring down the middle, so you don't really see any tummy.
Yeah.
And then it's got a really nice long gauzy midi skirt and the long sleeves.
I feel like if I take anything from today, it's probably going to be a prairie dress pattern.
100%.
I've decided if I can only choose one trend, it's going to be that, because it works so well for me and my body with changing shape, and it works so well for summer and spring, and also tights and boots in winter. I'm a big fan.
It's a very versatile trend, I think, and I don't think it's going to go anywhere either.
I don't care if it does, because I'm still going to keep on wearing it.
100%.
And then we've done it. This is the last one.
We wanted to throw an accessories trend in there because we want to challenge our sewing this year a bit.
Do we?
I say we. I'm making you challenge your challenge this year.
Okay,
as well.
I promise you, in 2022, I'll make an accessory.
Yes. I've already made a bag.
I know. It's love your Cool Stitches bag. So, I might just make the Cool Stitches bag.
Do it. But this leads on to this. The trend is handheld bags.
Yes.
So the first one on our list is the Cool Stitches Scrunchy Tote.
Which I just accidentally spoke about way too soon.
That was fine.
And this bag is so lovely. It's called the Scrunchy Tote because it uses the method, like you would make a scrunchy hairband, to make the straps that... They're called straps, aren't they? I was going to call them arm handles, but that is not what they're called.
Handles.
Yeah, they're not called straps. The handles. The handles are made to look like a scrunchie, and then it is a rectangular, like, boxy-ish bag. And Hazel made it, and it's really, 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 really cute.
Really cute. So, yeah, that one's adorable.
Easy to make.
Ooh. When you got your head around it, yeah.
Is it complicated?
No, I mean, I made it in, like, a couple of hours, but... sometimes when I read an instruction I don't like, I tend to kind of go, ugh.
Yeah. And then do you skip over it or do you just try and do it your own way?
I try and do it my own way.
Yeah, you silly, silly girl.
So yeah, that was my problem, but that's just me.
Well, I'll try and make it. I'll try, definitely, because I really like Cool Stitches. I think that her designs are really modern and sleek, and I'm a big fan.
Really cool.
And then next.
So another one is the Kate Eva Designs Pisa Bag. Now, she doesn't usually do patterns, does she?
I know. So when she posted a couple of weeks ago with her bag being like, hashtag Pisa bag, I was like, oh, I wonder who has designed this. And I couldn't believe it was her.
And it's so cute. And I've seen so many adorable ones.
Yeah, I've seen loads of people wear them to weddings.
Yes. But they've made them out of the same fabric as their dress that they're wearing.
I know. I'm thinking that is genius and I want to do that immediately.
Perfect way to use up scraps. And it's so cute because it's got a bow on it.
Oh. Yeah, I think I'm definitely going to do it. I am very worried about the amount of weddings I'm going to this year. I am currently going to 3 weddings and 3 hen do's. And it's 4 of my best friend's 30th birthdays.
That's going to be a lot of sewing.
So I'm concerned financially more than anything because...
Oh, God, yeah. Hen-dos are so expensive.
So I'd never been on a hen-do. I have never been on a hen-do apart from my mum's, a couple of years ago. So this is like my first like friend's hen-do. And geez Louise, they're expensive. I didn't realise. But you can't be like, nope, sorry, not paying. So they're like, this is going to be £300 and you have to pay by this amount of date. And I was like, okay.
Literally.
It's I'm like, a freelancer. Help me.
My income is not this steady.
I know. And I'm, you know, when you, as me and Hazel are both freelancers, and whenever I get paid, you have to put money in a pot for your tax.
Yeah.
And I keep seeing my like tax money going up and up. And I'm like, I could just take a little bit of that. I'm sure I'll make up the money like later in the year to pay my tax. I'm like, don't make that mistake.
Don't make that mistake. So once you do it once, that's
then,
it.
Then I comes to the end of the tax year and it's like, you need to give us £2,000. And in my pot, I've only got like £200 and I have like a day to find £1,800. No, I don't do that. No. I'm actually very smart with my money. But yeah, being a freelancer is hard sometimes. So I think to all of those 30ths and hen-dos and weddings, I could make a matching bag to go with my dress. And 100%. I think this pattern is going to be the one for that. The Pisa
bag. I feel like
bag.
It's such a cute little scrap buster. And it'll fit the necessities. It'll fit your card, it'll fit your phone, it'll fit your lipstick.
Yeah, Hundy P.
Done. Hundy P.
I'm trying it out. Does it work?
It's like saying, oh, my Latte Flow is neggy.
Oh, yeah, Latte Flow is neggy, Hundy P. It just makes me feel young.
Makes me feel young and cool.
Yeah, well, I mean, I probably don't sound very cool at all.
No, you do. Sort of.
Sort of. Wink, wink. And then this is the last one, and I'm going to give it to Hazel.
So this final one is really exciting because Atelier Circulaire have given us permission to talk about it, and it's only just, I'm not sure it's out yet. It'll be out by the time this episode goes live, I think.
Okay, well that's good, because otherwise we're just giving away all their secrets.
Yeah, we're giving away all their secrets. But it is this adorable quilted little bag, and it's just so cute, it's handheld. Mm. And the straps go through these little holes? What are they called?
Holes.
Grommets. The big circular things.
I would call them holes.
Holes? But they're metal.
Yeah, I don't know what they're called.
Eyelets.
So eyelets! They are called eyelets.
The strap goes through the eyelets and it ties in a nice big knot, and there's, it's just so cute. And it has like, it has actually, it's really clever. The pattern has an inner pouch.
So is this the first thing you've ever quilted?
I've not made it yet. I was going to make it out of some velvet that I have left over, and I'm now going, can you quilt velvet?
Yes.
Yes, it will be the first
thing.
You
can quilt anything.
It will be the first thing I've ever quilted.
You're going to do a great job. So, Hazel is...
Hazel!
So, Hazel is pattern testing it.
Yes, pattern testing it.
Amazing. So hopefully by the time this is released, you would have made the bag, but I don't know if they would have put it on their socials yet.
Yeah, basically that's what I'm saying. So I'm not sure it'll be released, but she has given us permission to talk about it.
Are you allowed to say what the name of the bag is?
Yes, I am. It's the Osho bag.
Cool. O-S-H-O.
Yes. I thought you were about to spell that wrong, and I was like, it's written right there.
And it is a quilted bag, and we are super excited that it is launching soon. You can see it for yourselves, get your hands on it, and then maybe make it as well.
And tag us in yours. Well, obviously tag her. Tag Atelier Circulaire before you tag us, but I want to see everyone's...
Yeah, well, we'll try and follow the hashtag as well. I'm sure there'll be an Osho bag hashtag.
That's such a good idea. Yeah, there is already.
Do it. So, wow. I feel like that went really, really fast, and then the listeners are probably like, ugh, that was so long and boring. I think
so much to cut out.
Well, regardless, I had a good time.
I feel like this might be our longest episode yet, so you're going to have to give us some feedback as to whether you think... You want a longer episode, or you want us to keep it between our 30, 35 minutes?
I think this is going to be, I mean, this is so silly speculating it, because then when I edit it, obviously we'll be able to say how long it is. But I'm hoping it's not going to be more than 45 minutes.
No, and I think that's quite a good one. That's an average, the average commute is 72 minutes.
Shut the front door.
In London, yeah.
No.
I googled it because my boyfriend kept going, I don't want to decommute that long. And I was like, the average commute in London is 72 minutes.
72 so, hours.
So you can suck up 37 minutes to work.
Yeah. I feel like if you can get to work in under 45 minutes, oh my God, you are the dream.
It's you're living the good life.
Living the good life indeed.
It took so long to get out.
It's fine, babes, it's fine. So thank you so much for listening. Well done, and thank you to Hazel for doing all of that organisation and hard work. Yes, she did a great job researching all those patterns. She's going to post photos with the mood boards that I have been looking at on my iPad, and she's also going to mention some of the patterns that we mentioned in this episode. So let us know if you make any of these, and we would love to see them. Again, if you would like to give us any feedback or just say hi, you can always DM us on @the.tipsysewis, and you can email us at thetipsysewis@gmail.com.
We look forward to hearing from you, and we hope you've enjoyed this episode.
Yes, if you have enjoyed this episode, it would be so lovely if you could leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. It will really help. The more 5 stars we get, or 4 stars if you're wanting, the more 5 stars we get, the more people that the podcast will be pushed in front of. So that would be super helpful. Thank you.
And don't forget to click the notifications bell and subscribe to us if you have the option to.
Yes, please. Next week's episode is
Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
it's our Valentine's Day special, and we're so excited for this.
Super excited. We are going to talk about all of our favorite things that we love about the sewing community, lots of new patterns, new fabrics, just loads of random things that we love, and it is going to be our Galentine's Day special. Big up the women in the community.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
And we hope you love it. So have a lovely week and
tune in next time. Bye.
Goodbye. We always sing at the end. It's gorgeous.
We're rubbish singers. Well, I am.